Do your blog posts grab your reader's attention immediately when they land on your site? Hi, this is Denise Wakeman, your online visibility mentor. You can find me on the web at denisewakeman.com. I'll be the first to admit that I was slow to start using images consistently on my blog. Mostly it's because I'm lazy and didn't want to spend the time finding just the right image to illustrate my point. However, images are really a powerful addition and help tell your story better sometimes than the words that you write. When you add images, like a photo or an illustration or a screenshot, you enhance your message and grab your reader's attention just a little bit longer. So here are four ways that images can help enhance your blog. One, they break up text. Facing a page of black and white text is daunting. Images can give the eye a place to rest, breaking up the flow of an otherwise monotonous page. Two, they lead into the text. This is most frequently how you see images used on blogs. Since people look at them first, the images provide a starting point for the rest of the blog post. Good images are like flashing arrows that say, "Start here." Three, they introduce the topic. Picking an appropriate related image gives the reader an idea of what to expect from the post. For instance, a photo of a street sign that says "Bumpy Road Ahead" lets the reader know that the post is about challenges or change. And a site that does this very well is copyblogger.com. Number four, they support the post content. A diagram, graphic, or other image can further illustrate the post content. A flow chart of a sales funnel, for instance, gives you another way to explain the concepts you're presenting. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. If that's true, you can't afford not to use images in your blog posts. They may be the most powerful tool you have. Now, I've created a short, free, no opt-in required report that covers why it's a good idea to add images to your blog, avoiding mistakes with images, where to get images for your blog, incorporating images in your posts, optimizing images for SEO, how to use Flickr to find photos for your blog, how to use PhotoDropper to add Flickr images to your blog, plus links to all the resources and sites that I mentioned. You can download the report, which is called How to Use Images to Grab Your Reader's Attention and Enhance Your Business Blog, at buildabetterblog.com, and the link will be here on this audio. So my tip for you for finding blog images, which I go into more in the report, is that my favorite places are Big Stock and Flickr. And again, I list more resources in the report. So how do you use images on your blog? I would love to hear your comments about that as well. Now, if you'd like more tips like this, be sure to go grab the report at buildabetterblog.com. And you can also get a free e-course on how to boost your visibility at boostyourvisibility.com. Till next time, this is Denise Wakeman. Blog on.